Bill McLaughlin is a well-known figure to many KBNO listeners as the host of the program Exploring Music. He is coming to Omaha with her partner in life, Omaha native and jazz singer, Karen Allison.
We've been partners, and I call her my accomplice, or I'm her accomplice. I don't know. We've known each other for 32 years.
McLaughlin is a distinguished American figure in the world of classical music. He is not only an accomplished composer and conductor, but also a music educator. Also, he is the host and music director for two public radio programs, Exploring Music and St. Paul's Sunday. He stood out as the sole sibling in his family who pursued a career in music, but he had two significant figures within his family who deeply impacted his musical journey.
My grandmother, my mother's mother, was a very good pianist, and I grew up in that household with her, hearing her play all the time. She used to have a lot of friends come over, and they would play chamber music, an Austrian cellist. Tommy Elmer was her favorite, but that had stopped by the time. I never got to hear Mr. Elmer play, but she would play beautiful Chopin, Mozart, Boccherini, all this sort of stuff, plus all the gay 90s stuff, Victor Herbert stuff that she and her husband had courted to a million years before. So I learned all that stuff too. But then my first music lesson came from my father. I was 6 years old, and he gave me a little harmonica. Hohner Marine Band was the name on the front. They still sell the same model, but now it's called Hohner Blues Band. No push button. You can only play sharp, no flaps and flats. And he said, hey, look, here's a scale. Play blow, draw, blow, draw, blow, draw, draw, blow. About a minute or two later, I said, I think I got it. What's the next lesson? He said, oh, that's it. You know a lot of songs. Let's just start playing them.
He shaped his career path as composer and director and engaged in various musical interests. In the meantime, Allison, a UNO grad, devoted her time to developing her skills as jazz vocalist, pianist, composer, and music educator. Allison has been nominated 5 times to Grammys. And together with McLaughlin, they have taken their musical talent to many places across the globe. Additionally, they co-host the popular B&K Cafe radio show, further setting up their musical partnership. And this Thursday, November 2nd, over at the Strauss Performance Center, an intimate evening with Bill McLaughlin and Karen Allison. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. This event is supposed to offer engaging conversation, laughter, and soul-stirring music. As a couple, they might have occasional disagreements about how things should be done on stage, but their shared passion always leads them to fair resolutions.
2 weeks ago, we kind of had a dress rehearsal. I thought we'd kind of walk through what we're going to do and who comes where and where does the cellist come in. She said, it should be in the middle because that's the way it goes. I said, no, the cellist will be the end of the performance. Go on, trust me. As somebody who puts the cellist together, he's got to be the last act. And then we can open it up to questions and people can come up and say hello and all of that.
For more details and ticket information about this intimate evening, you can visit kbno.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.